So Anna, I hit a bit of a brick wall this week.
Oh no.
I've not had a chance to tell you this as also my consultant.
Oh no.
But something within me, I was on the road working in a day and I'm normally very well prepared and I'm going for a big, you know, kind of milestone in my journey at the moment.
Massive one.
I've really got that kind of, that number to aim for. And I don't know what it was within me, whether I was just cold, I was tired, it was dark. I went to go and have my evening meal out in this restaurant and I just picked the worst possible things.
So
I had
you?
A cheese board and chocolate fudge cake. And I don't know why and what it was within me, but I just had this kind of like, I need to have something sweet, that kind of treat mentality. And as soon as I'd done it and I paid for it at the end, and I have to claim back my expenses for this, and on the receipt, it just said Americano cheese fudge cake.
I love it.
And ironically, the person who I send my expenses to is on Slimming World.
Oh.
So I had to send, when I sent the expenses, I was like, yes, I know what's on the receipt.
It's a bad day.
You don't need to say anything.
Oh.
But I did actually, the next day I woke up, I thought, why did I do that?
Mm.
What was that all about?
That guilt.
I just didn't, I did. I felt stupid.
Yeah.
But you can't, even when you've been on this journey for such a long time, it still catches you out, doesn't it? These habits that we've formed.
Yeah. Well, it bites you on the bum, doesn't it? It's when you least expect it. That's the scary thing. Because you think, oh, I'm so in control, I'm doing beautifully. You're going for this big award, and then out of nowhere, you're like, cheese board, Kate, what, how?
And that self-sabotage, I think.
Mm.
And that's what made me think that this is a subject that we should go for today.
Yeah. Huge.
I mean, letting guilt go is such a big subject of any group. It's one of these things that I've seen grown women cry about in group. But we'll get into it, you know, in a moment, but just to kind of recoup of who we are and what we do. I'm Claire.
I'm Anna.
And we are an unofficial Slimming World podcast where we just take certain subjects, certain foods and topics that we have been and looked at and thought about and overcome some humps in the road of our own Slimming World journey, but we're not official and this doesn't come from a medical point of view.
Yeah, I like, although I want to be a doctor, we're not medically trained. It's really important.
I'd love to be a doctor too, actually.
Oh, I love squeezing spots. Sorry.
No, not that kind of doctor.
Oh no, like that, all the blood and the gore and the resuscitation. Oh, love it.
I tell you now that that's where that ends.
Really?
No more spot talk.
Oh, I love squeezing a spot. No one else up for squeezing a spot. Have you never watched the woman on Insta that does it?
We've just lost 100 listeners now because you've just talked about spots.
Yeah, but we're in no way affiliated to Slimming World. I'm a consultant, a member, a Slimming World ambassador through doing it for so long. But we, you know, we are here of our own volition just to give you a little bit of motivation during your Slimming World week.
And one thing that we also do encourage you to do, our aim is that every Monday morning, because we think that Monday mornings are going to be a good time when if you've been on the razz at the weekend and it's been a little bit wild and you need to just pull yourself back in before you go to weigh in, we're going to release these episodes every Monday morning. So the best way that you can make sure you don't miss an episode is making sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Whether it be on Apple, on Spotify, Anchor, wherever you need to get them. Just make sure you subscribe because you'll find that the podcasts just come to you automatically. You don't have to keep going searching for them. But every Monday morning, you should find that there's a new podcast waiting for you when you wake up.
Love that. Really love that idea.
And other ways that you can get in contact with us, because a big thing that we want to make sure that we focus on is that this podcast is relevant to you and your journey as well. So if there are things that you are struggling with, if there are things that maybe within your group you're not finding similar people who are at the same part of your journey, or you're doing this online, doing it, you know, kind of off the books, so to speak, because we know a few people do step away.
Yeah.
Then let us know what your topics or queries might be. We're not going to go too specific into the how the plan works and which specific brands or foods, but the bigger kind of umbrella subjects that you want us to talk about, then just email us. drop us an email. We don't bite, honestly. It was slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. And we're on Insta.
Oh, I'm obsessed by Instagram. So come and join us. We're at Slimming World Podcast. Tag us in your pictures. Hashtag Slimming World Podcast. Show us, you know, what you're doing, how you're feeling. And, you know, if you've got any kind of questions that you'd like to ask us, keeping them as clean as possible, then do shout up. And hopefully we'll be able to kind of answer them and let you know how it's gone in our journey and what we know. So I guess where we need to go now is back to guilt, because it's been a big thing in my life. Mm. I'm from a big Jewish family. I think the guilt started young. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you told, aren't you, about that if you eat certain things, you should feel bad because you're not slim enough to have them. And where that sends you psychologically is like down a dark alley, isn't it, really? Because I think when you associate food with bad, you lose kind of the actual reason why we eat. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I also think that without even realising it, you know, in previous episodes I talked about me stepping away from drinking alcohol, for instance.
Yeah.
And when you start to kind of challenge some of the things of why we do what we do,
yeah,
you know, from a big picture thinker point of view, you kind of just start, where does this thought even come from?
Yeah.
And these things that are ingrained in us, food is so integral in how we celebrate, how we
huge,
we commiserate, how we treat ourselves, how we reward ourselves, and it sometimes that message can be a bit mixed up, where it's not really, this is how we fuel ourselves,
yeah,
this is how we look after ourselves and stay healthy.
That was the biggest game changer for me.
Yeah.
Stopping thinking about food as a reward. As I've just pulled out some baked oats from my jumper. Sorry, there's half a baked oats in my jumper. How random. Thinking about food as a fuel, like, it changes your mindset. So I had a big, big spinal operation. I remember the surgeon saying to me, Anna, you need to eat loads and loads of protein for this to heal quickly. And I just remember thinking, but I don't really like the taste of protein. I eat to enjoy my food. Like, I eat for the taste. And he said, well, you need to eat chicken and fish and eggs. And I was thinking, but that's not what I choose to get joy from. And it's when you strip that back, that mouthful gives you joy, doesn't it? But then that mouthful can also give you guilt, which makes you go and eat a bit more. If you're anything like me, like I've, or used to be, I've ballsed it up. So let's eat a bit more. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Like, I used to be one of those people that would feel so guilty about what I'd eaten, I'd go and eat another 4 chocolate bars because I felt so bad. And it'd be a cycle that you can't break. So I think it's really recognising straight away, are you doing that? Because I think a lot of us don't realise, like, are you a subconscious eater? Have you ever been? Like, not knowing you're eating?
Yeah, I mean, just absolute boredom, mind-numbing, mindless eating. Actually, for me, the worst time is the evenings when I've come home from work, I'm tired.
Yeah.
And I'm terrible that I never used to buy the small chocolate bars. I used to buy the massive whopping ones.
Cheaper.
And I would never just eat one. I'd have to like see food and eat it. And I would just sit there and I wouldn't even know what, how much was going. I wouldn't be recording it.
No.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then afterwards you look at the wrapper or you take your recycling out.
Oh.
And then you really get to see.
Then you realise what's going on in your soul, don't you?
And it's that quick fix, always the quick fix. And I think you kid yourself, don't you, really? Because you kind of say, oh, I'm really busy. Oh, I'm really tired. I've got this to do. I've got that to do. Yeah, they've got to go get the kids. Got to go see my mom, my dad, and all that kind of stuff. You kid yourself. But actually, it's just a vicious cycle because by what you eat makes you more tired. And then when you're tired, then you choose bad things. And
it's
hard to get out.
Really tough. I think it's also, though, how we speak and what we say to ourselves. Like, for me, I hear in my life as a member, as a consultant, as a human being, as a massive Instagram fan, on plan, off plan. And to me, that beats my soul up. Like, what's off plan mean? That you're just not thinking about Slimming World, you're not doing it, or that you've eaten something that's really high in sin? What's on plan mean? Like, I'm just so focused, I'm so rigid, I'm all of that. Like, to me, I'm never off plan. Does that make sense as well? Because I'm always somewhere in it. I might not be where I want to be. Do you know what I mean? Like, it may not be cabbage and chicken, and it may be like millionaire shortcake or mince pies, but it's never on and off, because when you have to take a psychological step on and off, it fries your brain, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then you want to eat a bit more cake and you've got to get back on it, and back on it is like being too virtuous. And I think we have that with weight loss. like a saint on one side and a sinner on the other, and we feel bad.
Yeah.
Actually, when you're stripping it down and saying, I want to be the best possible version of me, what food is going to do that? You lose that guilt, because guilt just makes you eat.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the times, it's hard to word this, but when you're in group and you see people have their first gain when they're on their journey. Yeah. And then it's like the excuses. You know, I started this podcast by saying, Anna, I did this week. And, you know, you try and not do that, really. Mm. You try not to kind of like confess all of your sins for the first thing you say. You need to say, okay, that happened. This went on. What am I going to do about it is the more important question. But the shock and the horror on people's face when they get that first game, because it is inevitable that you are going to have a week that when you gained. I just looked through my book actually for the whole of 2018, and out of 46 weigh-ins, I think there were four groups that I missed the whole year.
Wow.
And eight of those were gains.
Wow.
So the others were loss or maintain.
Yeah.
Mostly loss, but I had 8 weeks where I gained, and sometimes there were only half. My biggest gain was coming back off holiday, and I put 6 pounds on. After like two weeks away.
But that's a different type of gain, isn't it? It's like a justifiable, like I
you've got something to show for it. Yes. But then sometimes when you do step on the scales, once the shock starts to wear off, and then the next thing is, how are you going to handle that? And sometimes when the guilt sets in, you don't have the energy or the strong enough mind to really fight it.
Yeah.
So you let the guilt creep in, and then what do? You go back to your old habits, don't you?
And I think that's a really important thing to recognise when it's happening, and like almost stop yourself saying, okay, I know that this is a trigger for me, and I know that's when guilt can set in. And I think when you recognize it, you can stop it in its tracks, but don't kind of be under any illusion always like that's going to happen overnight. It's a habit that you have to train yourself out of. And I think most of us who have ever struggled with our weight come from a guilty place.
Yeah.
What's your naturally slim friends, right? Do you know what? I'm awful to get out with.
Officers are great, like, observation grounds, aren't they?
Just watch people eat, right?
Yeah.
The slim people, they don't stress. They have two quality street. They step away from the box.
I know. Or actually, they come and... I witnessed someone come up to... There's all these cakes and everything on, like, a set of drawers in the usual place, it's called at work. Mm. And this girl came up. She looked through them for ages and walked away with nothing.
She just didn't fancy it.
I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
For me, I'm like, as soon as they're out, I used to be anyway.
Yeah.
I used to be, get me as much of that as possible.
Totally.
And go back for seconds, thirds, fourth. And then you think, at what point are people going to notice?
No.
No one's noticing. I'm going to go get another one.
They don't care. Yeah, do it again.
Yeah.
I went out for dinner with a friend once and she ordered a pizza. You know, she's beautiful, gorgeous, lovely, no physical hang-ups, never needed to lose weight. She left half the pizza.
Really?
She actually left it. And I said to her, Kate, what's wrong? Is it horrible? She was like, no, Anna, I'm full. I said, what do you mean? She said, I'm full. I don't need to eat anymore. She had no guilt about the fact that she'd eaten a pizza that was probably about, for half of it, at least 80 sins. She just enjoyed the half the pizza. She stopped. She even left wine in her glass because guilt had never featured in her life.
Mm.
Whereas that would be me. I used to feel so bad about eating it that I'd eat even more. So I'd go out for a pizza and then buy a bar of chocolate.
Oh, I'd want to eat it all.
Exactly. So it's almost something you have to train yourself to do. Actually, what am I doing with food? And recognise it and going, well, right now, I'm so angry that I need to go for a run, or I need to call a friend, or have a bath, or read a book, or get out of the house. Or right now, I'm really sad. I need to tell my husband that he's been an idiot. Do you know what I mean? Rather than going, oh, cake, crisps, whatever, and recognising the emotion that kind of calls you to it. Because I've struggled so bad with eating massive binge mentality and then feeling bad about it, and then just being in this circle. And that's how I gained so much weight, because it's so hard to break, isn't it? So I think recognition is such an important thing with guilt.
Yeah. Also, loneliness was a big factor for me, because I have a housemate now who's a really good mate, although her eating habits are horrific, which doesn't help. But there's been times where I've lived on my own, and that for me has been where I've seen my most significant gain, because there's no one to hold you accountable.
Mm.
And actually, the secret eating is the most dangerous, really. And only you can stop yourself. At least when you live with somebody else, they might know that you're on this journey. They might say, you really want to be doing that?
Yeah.
Or
are you okay?
Yes.
Recognize that emotion. Like, I know you've eaten 16 digestive biscuits without coming up for air. What's up? Do you know, you don't have someone to recognise that,
really
do
difficult.
You?
Yeah.
And maybe this could be something like a little reach out, like, actually, guys, I need your help. I'm listening to the podcast because of that, isn't it? Mm. You know, we're your support system in that way, because I think binge eating and guilt can just go off the rails, can't it? And then you feel them bad about free food. Does that make sense? So I say, does that make sense an awful lot? Have you noticed that, Claire? Does that make sense? It's like lovely, that Slimming World that I come up with.
Are you doubting yourself?
Yeah,
I'm
doubting myself. No, I'm one of those needy people that just have to check that it's okay. I've lost my train of thought.
Free food.
Because I think we have a mentality, a lot of us, if you've been overweight since a young age, like I did, like, I'm greedy. And then you feel guilty for being greedy. So if I ate two bowls of pasta, somehow I'm greedy. Mm. And then that's bad. And so it's almost recognising for me, what I had to do was that some foods are not triggering for me. Some foods I can eat and be fine with and not feel any guilt or any need to eat anything else. Other foods, like pizza and chocolate, are like a war zone. Really are.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Knowing your triggers.
Yeah,
it does. I did, like, the word forgiveness comes up a lot,
yeah.
Because I definitely remember in a group, I think you were away, maybe, in summer.
They're the best groups when I'm not there, aren't they?
Shut up, man, shut up. But there was a lady called Julie who came to cover you.
Oh, yes!
And we talked about the idea of forgiveness, and one of the members in our group has just had a really tough emotional year, and she was, you know, visibly upset in the group, and it was a small group that morning, and everybody rallied round to help her. Aww. And we all shared advice, but there was something that I said that then made Julie feel like really emotional too. And
did she make her cry?
Yeah.
She did.
What an absolute horrible member. Yeah. I am. But the words that I said was, you can't control everything in your life, but you can control, amongst all the chaos that may be happening, what you put in your mouth.
So true.
And that was said to me at a group earlier this year when I was heading to my granddad's funeral, and it was very emotional for lots of different reasons. But just knowing that, okay, I don't know what I'm walking into, what it's going to be like, you know, the emotions are going to be high, this is happening, that is happening, but the one thing I can do is think about, what am I going to eat?
Yeah.
And put some kind of plan in place. And that way, then the guilt doesn't come by just saying, oh, everything's gone out the window.
Exactly. You've kept kind of a lid on it. When my dad was dying, food optimizing was my absolute anchor, because actually it was the time where I could have hit all those triggers for me, but I decided I've got to have some sense of stability in my life. So actually my packet of ham and my carrot sticks on the M6 gave me that ability not to have guilt, because I don't know about you, but if I'm in an emotional situation and I add guilt into it, it is just a recipe for disaster, and I'll be 3 stone heavier if I let it in. So I think it's really about allowing yourself sometimes to know that you can't be perfect, because I think it's the seeking of perfection for me. You know, have you seen some of those girls on Instagram in like those tiny bikinis? I remember like thinking I had to look like that. The moment you think you're not going to look like that is the moment, or the moment you feel like you've got to look like that is the moment that guilt is just going to set in at every angle. For me, like, if I know I can't be that person, what's the point in trying? So I might as well go and eat, and then you feel guilty.
Yeah.
It's a vicious circle. I know what I'm mumbling on about.
I think the word perfect is something that maybe we can consider for a future episode, because of all the things that I've struggled with in the last few years, I recognise that trying to be perfect in every corner of my life has actually limited what my potential really is in so many ways, not just in diet, but in, because that's the thing, when you kind of crack what it is that you're facing with the food stuff, and you can forgive yourself and say, okay, I let myself go, whatever the phrases you want to say. I also allowed myself to lose 3 stone, which I worked really hard, and then I went and put 6 stone on, and when I rejoined this time last year, Slimming World, I was incredibly harsh on myself, and I felt incredibly guilty that I had allowed myself to go back in this position, not only to where I was, but even worse.
Better,
and when you start to really look at deep down the reasons of what it is that you're doing, and you crack it with food, then you start unlocking it in other areas of your life.
It's all symptomatic, isn't it? It's like a a domino effect. It really is, because if you're trying to be that perfect in losing weight, you're going to be trying to be that perfect in work and in your relationships. And the moment you realize that imperfection is amazing, like, that lets go of the guilt. Like Phil said to me once, he said, I love being imperfect, whereas I always look for perfection. He looks at the little quirks in people, but my mind is, well, that's not perfect, and that's not right, and that's not right, not looking for the beauty in it. And I think if you can start looking for the beauty and the brilliance in the things that aren't perfect, oh, life's so much prettier
and lighter in more ways than one. You know, letting guilt go is going to make you feel lighter, knowing that you don't have to be perfect. And actually, when you get that first gain, when you're in group, or if you do get a gain in the next few weeks, then really try and embrace it as a learning point.
And you've done nothing wrong.
What has this shown me?
Yeah.
What one thing have I done this week that's maybe caused this? Mm. And we've all sat there and said, I've been the best behaved person ever. You look really deep and think, what is it? Is it that I'm not sleeping enough? Mm. Is it that I haven't moved as much as I did last week? Is it that I've been eating more free food and maybe not enough speed food?
Yeah. Have look I just been deep. Kidding myself? Yeah. I think it's really recognizing that, you know, you can always change, can't you?
Yeah. And the only thing I'm just going to say is that, as a kind of final point really, is know your why and look forwards, because you can't change whatever's happened in the past, but you do have a choice right now to see where you want your future to be. And if you don't want to be weighing what you are right now, and you do want to get to a number or a mindset, or just be at that place where, like Anna's friend does, go to a restaurant and eat half a pizza and be cool with it.
I am still friends with her.
Look forwards. It's got to be the way.
Love that. And your why. Critical.
Know your why. Well, it's called food for thought for a reason, because we want to make you really think about the food that you're eating, and it's making us think as well. That's the whole point of it. Make sure that you subscribe to this podcast. We'll be back with another episode next week, and you can drop us a review. You can rate us in all the usual places. Every Monday we'll put a new episode out, and all the different ways to contact us as well.
So we've got Instagram at Slimming World Podcast. Hashtag us, link us into your post, we'd love to hear from you. And our email address, which is slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com.
we'll be back next week.